So this is going to be a phase one condemnation hearing for Bismarck, Corrales. Mr. Corrales' ADC number is 255217. Mr. Corrales is currently serving a 10.5-year sentence for manslaughter. He has a detainer for Maricopa County Adult Probation Department. This is an incident that occurred back in 2008. Basically, I'm going to read some of the things today. He was driving his mother's vehicle on State Route 153. He had his girlfriend along with some other people in the car. He was driving at a high rate of speed when he lost control of the vehicle, doing a curve in the road, causing the vehicle to travel across the lane of traffic off the right side of the roadway into a dirt where it rolled over and down a sloped area while rolling. Several occupants were ejected. 15-year-old victim sustained fatal injuries as a result of the accident. 22-year-old victim underwent surgery for internal and abdominal bleeding. 15-year-old suffered laceration, bruises, and a broken left arm. 16-year-old sustained a head injury, internal bleeding, and lacerated liver, underwent surgery. 14-year-old complained of shoulder pain. And there was one victim, age unknown, did not have any complaints and refused any medical treatment. Blood tests revealed that the defendant's blood alcohol level was a 130%. One of the passengers in the vehicle stated that the speedometer before the accident read that they were traveling over 100 miles an hour. According to the defendant's statement is that they had been, they wanted to go to the lake. They had been there for a while. Said that he had four beers and left around 2:30 and was on the way home. He said he was driving a vehicle. According to the information that we have, and while he was driving the vehicle, they were telling him to go faster, and he did go faster. And as a result of that, they turned into an accident. There are numerous letters of support in here for Mr. Corrales, and as well as some certificates of some things that he's done since he's actually been incarcerated. He is serving a 10.5-year sentence for the manslaughter. He's asked to, for a reduction in his sentence of 1.5 years for a reduction. If he was to receive a 1.5-year reduction, then he would be eligible for release in October 28th of 2017. His absolute discharge date is actually March 4th of 2019. According to the sentence report for the manslaughter charge that he's actually currently incarcerated for, his presumptive sentence is 10.5 years, a minimum sentence is 7 years, and the maximum sentence is 15 years. He's also doing the pleas, is going to be placed on probation, which is why he has the probation violation. Count two that he was actually charged with has a presumptive of 3.5 years, a minimum sentence of 2.5 years, and a maximum sentence of 7 years. Those sentences were to run concurrent to each other according to his computation application. Mr. Corrales is actually doing well. And as I said before, he does have numerous letters of support that's attached to the program. He's been involved in AA programs that he's attended while he's been in custody. He's received training for fundamental literacy, obtained the GED, habits for thinking, life skills that he's actually attended. His most recent classes that he attended in 2017 was for music therapy and drama there. of music theory and drum theory. However, even after reviewing the report and looking at the sentence that he received, that he only received one count for the manslaughter. He was not charged with the other offenses involved in it, and for the manslaughter he received the presumptive, which was 10.5 years, which is not excessive. He did receive the presumptive, it's not excessive. Although this young man appears to be good, he just happened to be with some friends and they were drinking and driving, and this incident occurred. But upon review of all the information and the facts, it does not appear that the sentence of the presumptive that he received of the 10.5 was excessive. And therefore, my motion, I'm not in support of moving it on to a phase two hearing because the sentence that he received of the 10.5 was not excessive. It was the presumptive sentence that he actually received. I'm going to listen to the rest of the board.
Great.
Therefore, I am going to make the motion to not pass Mr. Bismar Corrales on to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
Okay, so therefore, this was voted on by the board that Mr. Corrales sentence was not excessive and it will not be passed on to a phase two hearing. There are several supporters that are here at the time that it appeared. He does still just have a short time left. It looks like 2019 is his earned release credit.
Yes, from April.
That he has in there. So hopefully that he'll continue to do well and be released at that time. I do want to thank everyone for coming out, and also just want on the record that he does have a number of supporters that are actually here in support of him, and that's going to conclude his hearing at this time.
Okay.